on the line with us this morning, the president of Buffalo's Common Council, Darius Pridgen. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right, Reverend Pridgen, in recent weeks, there's been a push to remove the name of former President Millard Fillmore from his honored place here in the city of Buffalo, from perhaps the street named after him to the removal of the statue in front of City Hall. Where are we right now in terms of the city process toward this movement?
Well, this week I filed with the council a resolution that was unanimously approved to hear from the public. And so for the next 30 days, the public will be able to contact our city council staff's office and weigh in. And they could do that by email, going to the city website and emailing and giving their opinion. I thought it was important because there are people weighing in on both sides of the issue, not to just simply make a decision without hearing from people.
Just curious, though, of some of the conversations that you have heard from, is there a balance in this conversation, or is there a majority opinion that you're hearing so far?
Well, I mean, right now, the majority opinion that I'm hearing is that there is a desire for the street that is named after Millard Fillmore and other places that people are saying, many people, I should say, are saying they want them changed. However, I cannot take away my sixth grade teacher who contacted me to make me aware of why he felt that it should not be. And I always try to listen before making a decision. And I thought it is important. Let me hear both sides. Maybe right now I'm only being contacted by one side. Let's hear the other side and then make a decision.
I was wondering if we could get your thoughts on a couple of other matters, notably on the Tuesday night situation on Hurdle Avenue. Protesters confronted by bar patrons on Hurdle Avenue, and according to some fairly wide reporting, these bar patrons, in some cases, using some graphic racist language. As a city leader, a city resident, what do you make of that incident?
You know, my answer to that might surprise people. I am very pleased that it happened. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, for years, I have talked about the need to have these conversations about race. For years, I can remember some years ago, when our church had an Easter celebration at Klein Hands, and I talked about America and how America needs to heal, how many in America need to heal. And my goodness, you would have thought that I burned the American flag in some people's eyes because they didn't feel that I should be saying these things. At this point and at this time, I think that the scab has been removed and that we are finally going to have real conversations that there are still racist people, some racist people in America, and not be afraid to have the conversation. But on the flip side, there are people, for instance, business owners on Hurdle, who are furious about it. And so finally, black and white and brown can have real, true conversation and hopefully some type of healing and moving forward because of exposure of people who do not mind saying, showing that they are racist.
And then I just want to follow up with this one final question then. You know, you and I have been around a few years. We've heard talk about racial equality for many years. Does this particular moment feel different for you?
It definitely is. You know, I'm 55. I wasn't, you know, aware of that. Knew about Dr. King, you know, from being taught it. Didn't, you know, I wasn't old enough to really embrace it. This is probably the first time in my life that I think that something big can happen. I'm not saying that this moment is going to change everything, but I drove past. I stopped by a Hurdle yesterday. And I saw the peaceful protesters. I thought to myself right then and there, You know, these are not just young people. These are not just black people. These are just people. And there's so many changes that's happening so quickly that I don't want us to forget. You know, there are changes that are happening right now in police departments, in businesses, in entertainment, in sports. And so, yeah, it's a lot different than other periods that I've seen.
Reverend Darius Pridgen, president of Buffalo's Common Council, thanks very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.